Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 19th. You'll be interested to know, 143 years ago, today, in 1881, Kansas became the first U.S. state to include the prohibition of alcoholic beverages in its state constitution, marking a significant moment in the temperance movement and setting a precedent for future legislation regarding alcohol regulation in the country. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like -6 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:22 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching around 80, but wind chill could make it feel like a chilly -3. Expect a breezy west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies with a low of 11 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 9:45 with a high tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of snow on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 28. Friday brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 32. The weekend looks nice with Saturday sunny and a high near 34, followed by Sunday, which is mostly sunny, reaching a high near 39. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 20s and mid 20s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation in Boston has announced it will be closed until further notice, a decision linked to recent executive orders from President Donald Trump. This closure comes after 5 employees were laid off, raising concerns about the library's ability to remain open. The federal government initiated a temporary pause on financial assistance programs, impacting various agencies and institutions, including libraries. A source stated that without the laid-off staff, the library cannot maintain operations. Officials from the American Library Association urged the public to support libraries during this challenging time, emphasizing their importance to communities. Now on to sports. Spring training is heating up as Bryce Harper returned to camp after a brief illness, impressing with a home run on his first swing in live batting practice. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to experience their first look at robot umpires during these spring training games with an automated ball strike system available for 27 of their 31 exhibitions. Manager Rob Thompson expressed his approval of the system, stating, "I really did," and emphasized the strategic element involved. Players can challenge pitches by tapping their hats, but must do so immediately. Thompson encourages players competing for positions to use this technology freely. And don't forget, tomorrow night for the Four Nations Face-Off Championship, Team Canada takes on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN. In local sports, the Toronto Blue Jays could not finalize a contract extension with their star first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., before the offseason deadline. As Guerrero becomes a free agent after the 2025 season, speculation mounts about his next move. Christopher Klein of FanSided has named the Boston Red Sox as early favorites to sign him, with projections for a 12-year deal valued at $427 million. Klein noted Guerrero's impressive performance at Fenway Park, suggesting that if the Red Sox invest significantly, they could secure Guerrero's talents, potentially even through a blockbuster trade before the 2025 trade deadline. Tomorrow night, the Celtics are back in action, with a record of 39-16, to clash with the Philadelphia 76ers at the Wells Fargo Center. Jason Tatum, averaging 30 points per game, leads Boston, aiming to extend their winning streak. The Celtics are favored with a 3.5-point spread. Philadelphia, struggling with a 20-34 record, looks to turn the tide. In top news, a trial involving Merck's human papillomavirus vaccine, Gardasil, has been adjourned mid-trial, with a new jury set to reconvene in September. The case has connections to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., who previously organized litigation against Merck. While Kennedy has not participated in the trial since his confirmation, he expressed intentions to divest his financial interests in related cases. The lawsuit claims Gardasil caused severe injuries, which Merck denies, citing extensive scientific evidence supporting the vaccine's safety and efficacy. In business news, Bumble has reported a revenue decline of 4.4%, totaling $261 million, which just surpassed analysts' expectations. Despite an increase in total paying users to 4.2 million, average revenue per user fell to $20.58. The company posted operating earnings of $37 million compared to an operating loss of $6.9 million the previous year. Bumble also announced plans to discontinue its other apps by the first half of 2025. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $95,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 4% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Chase Bank is set to enhance its monitoring of Zelle payments, specifically those linked to social media transactions, starting March 23rd. The updated policy may result in the bank declining or blocking payments from social media marketplaces or messaging apps to combat scams. Chase will also request additional information when adding payment recipients, such as the purpose of the transaction. A spokesperson noted that Zelle is designed for sending money to others you know and trust, not for buying things on social media. This shift comes after a lawsuit by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, highlighting concerns over consumer fraud. And in entertainment news, the third season of The White Lotus has made a spectacular debut, attracting 2.4 million viewers on its opening night, which marks a remarkable 57% increase from the previous season's premiere. This figure, which includes the on-air airing and streaming on Max, surged to 4.6 million viewers within 36 hours, doubling the audience of season 2's first episode. Set in Thailand, this season follows a new group of privileged guests and a murder mystery at the resort. The cast features notable names like Leslie Bibb, Carrie Coon, and Michelle Monaghan, among others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor and producer, John Travolta. And he said, "I don't believe in regrets. I believe your future is in your tomorrows." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.